I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. Sugar and Spice are here, but first, do you want to see me go goth? Because I think you want to see me go goth.
M. Oh.
M.
Are you a ghoulita like me? Do you want to suck blood like me? Do you wear a sexy nun costume just like me? Do you wear Hypnotique at Halloween like me? Do you drink green jello shots like me? Do you love fun size candy like me? Well, if you do, then you must be
very scary, Delta!
Fuck yeah, baby! Woo! You either got it or you ain't. You like it? Well, I got it. Some people got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. All right, ready. We're doing this. I'm Delta Work, and it is finally time for Very Scary Delta, where Very Delta gets very Halloween all month long. Okay, so that's how we're going to start it. I'm Delta Work, and it is finally time for Very Scary Delta, where Very Delta gets very Halloween all month long. Very Delta, shit. I'm Delta Work, and it is finally time for Very Scary Delta, where Very Delta gets very Halloween all month long. Very Scary Delta is a... I know. I'm Delta Work, and it is finally time for Very Scary Delta, where Very Delta gets very Halloween all month long. Very Scary Delta is a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Scary Delta. Very Scary Delta is for the woman who wants to know, what do you think of these pumpkins? But first, let's get into some things that are Very Scary Delta.
Go, go, Delta!
That beverage that Mariah went all the way over there to go get tastes like shit. I've never had a worse drink in my life. And there's not one iota of sugar in it. I mean, when I tell you, nil. There's nothing sweet, nothing pumpkin. It tastes like, you know what it tastes like? When my mom used to drink Herbalife shakes. Not even that good. Like vanilla whey powder shake. I am stunned. A donut shop that put a donut in a fucking milkshake and it's not sweet? They ought to be embarrassed. Dunkin' Donuts should take their ass back to the East Coast and never show their face here. Good luck. Tim Hortons would never. They would never. Winchell's would never. Starbucks, goodbye. They would never. Dunkin' Donuts, the fool. The fool. And their donuts at Dunkin's, they are not good. They put a drive-thru by our place, and they used to have several options. Now, every time you go there, it's like, would you like a plain cake donut or air? Pick. Girl, fuck off. You have your goddamn nerve. The gall, the unmitigated gall and audacity. All right, so what are we talking about? I don't remember what scares me. You know what terrifies me? Bridges. I am so scared of bridges. And I know it goes all the way back to a past life. It has to. I'm specifically scared of bridges when I'm driving on them. And it's not about the height. It's not about being over water. It's not about being over people. It's not the fear that the bridge is going to collapse. I don't know what it is. There's just something about it where if I'm driving on one, I will white knuckle. And I have been in situations where the only way somewhere from where I am is across that bridge, I will go all the way around, get on a freeway and go all the way through. If I'm going from Long Beach to San Pedro and I'm right there by the port, I am not getting on that bridge. I am going all the way down and I'm going all the way around through El Segundo or whatever. I'm not getting on the bridge. I won't even get on the 4th Street Bridge in downtown LA. I mean, it's literally like a 15-foot drop if you were to fall off. That's not my fear. I don't know if my fear is that I feel like I'm just so tight in there. Like, ooh, I feel like I'm, if there was an accident or something, there's no shoulder. There's nowhere to stop. I'm a very confident swimmer. I mean, I'm not saying I'm an Olympic swimmer, but I know how to swim. I'm not afraid of water. I'm not afraid of falling. Although I have had a very consistent dream in my life that I crash my car into, like, off a bridge and into water. But when I land in the water, it's like this deep. Like, it's only deep enough to cover the car. And in the dream, I'm pissed off about the inconvenience of having to get that car out and then having to buy a new car. Like, that's the biggest fright of that dream. It's never like anything more than that. Now, I don't freak out when someone else is driving. I love it. I love looking out and waving to the people on their sailboats. And I love it. I think it's beautiful. I love looking at pictures of bridges. But when I'm driving on it, I freak the fuck out. Not just at Halloween, all year round. It terrifies me. Bridges terrify me. I've talked about liminal spaces before, and I feel like another sort of liminal space idea that terrifies me, I actually don't even know if it terrifies me as much as it fascinates me, but maybe my fascination with it is what terrifies me. And that is driving around sort of an industrial park or a plate, like a factory or something, where you can see like one car nestled all the way in the parking lot or by a back door, and the business is totally closed. It's Sunday and it's becoming nighttime, or it's Wednesday early in the morning. It's something like that. Why is that car there? Did maybe the person just get drunk and they, I don't know, stayed, maybe they get drunk at work. Maybe they went out to have drinks and whoever was driving said, oh, you can't drive home. You're going to have to Uber home. Are they up to something sinister? Or are they up to something sinister? That's what I think about. Like, are they selling like German Barabons? Or like, is it a storyline of like smuggling drugs? Do they kill someone? Maybe they killed someone in there. So I don't know why I'm so fascinated by it. But that fascination terrifies me, because why does my mind go there immediately? Is it podcasts? Is it listening to true crime? Is it Law and Order SVU? I don't know what it is, but something about me, I always sort of cast these storylines about why that's happening. Like, who is creeping around over there? It also terrifies me to like have to walk through something like that. One time my car broke down and I was waiting for the AAA and they were taking forever. And I didn't have that far to go. And I thought, you know what? Let me just go walk to this. Let me just walk to an area where I can sit down and wait. And, you know, there's more people around. And I had to walk through this sort of abandoned parking lot that, you know, a couple of hours prior, there was tons of people running around and there was delivery trucks, but suddenly they're all gone. And it just seems so liminal, like what, like the potential of what could happen in the cover of night. Like that terrifies me a little bit. And I've never been afraid of the dark. Hotels can terrify me. Long hallways that turn, and there's like just that one room, and that's the room they put you in, like room 331 or whatever. You know, I don't know what number it is, and I don't know if it's, well, is that would be to the left probably. Odds, evens, it just depends. Anyway, you turn that corner and you think somebody could be waiting there, because then there's the stairwell, right? Is someone going to come up through the stairwell? That's terrifying to me, to be in that last room there. Something about that's a little bit freaky. Also, curtains that don't close all the way in a hotel, those are a little terrifying. They kind of push open a little bit and you can see outside, or you can see to the street or whatever. You know what I'll do? I'll get a makeup box, something, and I'll start jamming it in there. I'll push stuff all up against it. A water bottle. I'll put all kinds of things in there so those curtains stay shut. I feel like I'm going to like turn the light out to go to sleep and there's going to be an eye just looking at me. Just one eye going, I see you. It's Halloween. Room 331. That is terrifying to me. Somebody peeking, you know, like why? Like, I don't know. Hotels. I think because there's so much turnover, maybe. They're so busy and then all of a sudden for it to not be busy and it's quiet. The same thing goes for that sort of liminal space idea of an industrial park. It's busy, it's busy, it's busy. Suddenly everything's gone. That's why they say schools are haunted. You hear that? Because there was so much life at one point, and whether somebody dies on that property or dies somewhere else, if they were a student there, maybe they revisit it, right? Because there's just so much energy there. I don't know. I'm not a ghost hunter. I'm an enthusiast. I'm not even a beginner. I'm an amateur. No, I'm not even an amateur. What am I? Do you say amateur? I'm an amateur or an amateur. That sounds better. I'm an amateur. Because if you say amateur, that's like chur. That's ugly. Amateur. I'm an amateur. Oh, I'm an amateur ghost hunter. But that sounds a little bit fake too. Where is the place between amateur and amateur? Amateur, that's so ugly. Amateur. I'm an amateur. But then amateur sounds like, oh, okay. That's going to be enough of that. Like, I see you trying to like make something happen. Like you are, I don't know, you dance the continental or something. Get out of here with that. Amateur. I don't know. It's all scary. I mean, I'm terrified by a lot of... I'm not really terrified by, like... Oh, I know what I'm terrified by. I don't like moths. Like moths flying around or like a bug just flying in your face. Like, that's so weird to me. I'm actually more scared of little flying bugs that just pop out of nowhere than I am of a spider crawling. I feel like a spider crawling, even if it's a big spider or a tarantula. Are you a tarantula? Are you like tarantulas? Are you like tarantulas? Tarantulas? I don't know how to pronounce it. Either way, they don't scare me that much. They're not going to like come jumping at you really fast unless you're from like Australia or something where like all the bugs are like ginormous and frightening, and the crabs are big, and they have spiders that get inside shoes. That terrifies me. I do shake out my shoes from time to time because I think like, oh my gosh, what if something crawled inside there? Nothing ever gets in there. Like a lot of times there's just sequins in there, like loose sequins that fall off when like, you know, we have like a sewing room. So there's sequins that get everywhere, and no matter how much you sweep, you're going to see little half pieces of sequin everywhere, and they get on your feet, they get in your shoes. You know, I wear my Toms with no socks. So it's going to be what it's going to be. I mean, I don't have toe jam, but I mean, I'm sure there is a dampness that happens at some point. Thorgy Thor told you that she believes my feet stink, and they don't stink. I mean, they have the potential of stinking, but I'm just saying I wash my feet and I wash my shoes. Or I throw away my shoes. It would terrify me if people thought that my feet fucking stunk because my shoes were so old. You know what I mean? I don't want you to walk a mile in my shoes, because if you did, what if you were like, what if somebody took them off and they were like, I have athlete's foot now because I walked a mile in her shoes and I think her shoes are dirty because Thorgy told me that she has stinky feet. I don't have fucking stinky feet. Again, that would be terrifying. That would be terrifying all year round. Do you want to see me take a break? I think you want to see me take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President.
Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app. Soon to be appearing on the Very Scary Delta Pepperidge Farm Halloween float, the official Very Scary Delta trick-or-treaters, my ghoul friends, Sugar and Spice.
Hi.
We are your ghouls.
Delta, I am so happy to be here right now. You don't understand. Me and Spice, we have been watching since the early days when it was just very bad.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
We would be up in our room styling our wigs and we needed content. So it was perfect to put you on and, you know, you're going on a rant about someone parking wrong in Target. It soothed the soul.
I mean, to me, though, it is a full-on talent. I'm sorry. Some people can't even, they're scared to even just put a camera up and look at themselves and talk. The fact that we can just say go and you will just tell us everything and
gift
like.
Gift a gab.
Literally,
oh,
yeah,
I
it's
love
the gift
it.
A gab.
Thank
you're a storyteller.
You. We have it, but we're a little crazier. You know, we don't really get the thought out. You get the thought.
Well, that's what I admire about the two of you, not only from TikTok, but on Drag Race, is that you will give an idea, but then you'll work that idea in the conversation. And I'm the same way where it may take like a long walk, but we'll get there. Like we do get there. It just takes a while.
I love a long
and
walk.
I love that. Now, first, we have to start off because we have some frozen beverages.
Oh.
I don't know if y'all like these, but these are two Ice Spice Munchkin drinks fresh from Dunkin'.
Oh my. Are they pumpkin flavored?
They are smooth, creamy, frozen coffee with blended pumpkin munchkins topped with whipped cream and then caramel drizzle. I have one here. I've never tried it.
Should we all try? Cheers.
We have them flown in.
Oh my God,
let's
flown
see.
In.
Cheers to
like
being
Oprah.
Very sugar and spice. Ooh.
Oh, wait, this is good. This is really
You know
good.
What? I don't know about yours, but mine's not sweet.
Oh, no, I like a little sweet, too. I mean, that's
is
the thing about
sweet?
Me. My name is Spice, but I'm kind of a fraud because I am a fraud. I hate spicy things. I love a sweet, you know?
Do you taste the sweetness in yours? Because mine just tastes like coffee.
You know what? I've never had pumpkin before. I've only painted on them. And I don't really understand the whole... Like, I understand Christian girl Autumn. Like, you know, the girl with the
We're giving white girl basic right now.
With the cardigan. But I was just always scared to dabble into pumpkin. And you know what?
Where should I put this?
It kind of just tastes... I don't... She's cute.
It's... You know what? I have to tell you, it's not it. I don't think that's it. I really don't. I need a sweetness. Do you ever go to Jack in the Box?
No,
they have a shake called the Basic Witch.
Ooh.
And it's supposed to be for like a basic bitch girl. And it's pumpkin and Oreo together.
Pumpkin and Oreo. Okay.
And it's cute. It's cute-ish. But at least it's sweet. This just tastes like...
Oh my! Honestly, wait, I will say, I thought this was like some product promotion. I was like, oh, we have to be like, we love it so much.
No, this tastes like hell.
Fuck the bullshit. That was us on Drag Race. They made us drink. What was the drink? House of Love cocktails. And we didn't know. Well, they were god-awful without the alcohol.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, I'll do the non-alcoholic. I spit it up. And they're like, okay, girls, like, do a bit where you're like, from House of Love. And we're like, oh, not this being the sponsor. And we're like, this is horrible, but.
Uh-huh. What is your go-to drink, say, in an airport? Like, if you're going to stop.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, this is going to open up Pandora's box right now.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's a topic on your show about Diet Coke and mm-hmm. everything that comes with it. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I used to never drink Diet Coke. I feel like growing up, our parents, they were like, no, soda's bad. So I didn't understand the concept of it.
I mean, it is bad.
Well, mm-hmm. yes, but with Diet Coke, I didn't understand. I was like, wait. So it tastes like that, but there's no sugar, no my brain.
Why would you have the other option?
Grasping
now?
That concept.
Right. Why would you do the other option?
Right.
And honestly, like, I feel like you are the unsung hero talking about Diet Coke and what happens with that. Because for me, recently, me and my friend, we went to McDonald's. And I was so sick and disgusted that mm-hmm. they thought that we thought we were having a normal night getting our Diet Coke. It was so uncarbonated. There was no syrup.
Oh, no.
Imagine you think you're going
to
take a nice
disrespect to you.
It was disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. You deserve better than that.
I hate crying.
Do you drink Sprite? You ever do a Sprite?
We used to when we were like,
you know what, Sprite? Was this your go-to? My grandma, whenever I was sick, I'm going to get the ginger ale from you, honey. She would get the ginger ale and we would have it. And maybe I should get my... Well, ginger ale and Sprite, is that the same
Sprite's
thing?
No, Sprite's better. Ginger ale is
What's your take?
I like definitely like Sprite more than ginger ale. Uh-oh. Oh, what's happening?
Oh, crawling.
Slithering?
Yes, yeah, someone's slithering.
Slithering away. I'm not a ginger ale fan. People always say, like, on an airplane when they want to, like, settle their stomach, they say, oh, get a ginger ale. But the reality is, I don't think there's anything in the ginger ale. I think you're just talking about the carbonation helps you burp. So if you have an upset stomach, anything's going
to
make you burp.
I've been burping recently. It's the Coke.
Wait, is it good to burp?
I mean, I think it's probably better to burp than toot, I think. Mm.
Toot.
Well, you know what? My mom would always tell us growing up. She goes, a lady doesn't fart. She only fluffs.
I love that.
So let's apply that for drag queens as well.
Right.
Drag queens fluff.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so if you're in an airport and say you have an hour before your gate...
Which is rare because you know us.
Because you never have an hour before your gate.
But let's pretend, yes.
What is it that you're going to, like, where are you going to stop? Are you going to stop at Boar's Head Sandwiches? Ooh. Are you going to stop at Payway? Where are you going to stop?
Well, normally first I go to the bathroom and collect myself because normally I'm shaken up after security.
Okay.
Because it just feels so anti-gay.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, where's the pink? Where's the sparkle? Right. Like, and everyone's just so serious. Uh-huh. And I kind of want to shake them because they're just like, put the laptop there and then they're patting you down. And it's like,
it's a very sterile environment.
They're so mad.
Why can't we be, why can't like you just be like cute and nice and be like, all right, walk through, hands up.
Sure.
But they're like, yeah. I don't get it.
I actually agree. I feel like if you try to get them a smile, I'm like, let me try to brighten their day. And they're like, whatever. Like, they
just
don't even
so annoyed and mad.
They're not even open to the possibility of fun. And that's kind of been my bit recently. I'll say, the boys are outside. And it's kind of like if you're at a party and no one's really there. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, the boys are getting there. They're outside. It's like, okay, girl, get your stuff together. Right. The hots are there. It's like,
act natural.
The boys are outside. So why can't they apply that? Like, someone's coming in. They're like scanning people or doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, the boys are outside. Or
maybe,
let's make it fun.
Maybe they don't even need that mantra and all. Maybe they just need some drugs.
What do you think would make it fun at TSA?
I think they should blast music. They should get a gay intern up in there.
Music would be good.
And get them playing some Kylie Minogue, a little bit of Kim Petras. Right. And like, I feel like even the straight people, they'd be like, as they're going through, they'd be like bopping.
You know what? Music could help.
I agree. Have you ever had to have them throw away a full-size item at TSA, like a hairspray or something?
Oh, no.
No, you're usually good
about
that?
I'm pretty good. I'll throw it out. I'm like the girl. I'm like whipping out, like, but then it's always the embarrassing moment as like a drag queen. And they're like, it has to be 50 pounds and it's like 53. They're like, something has to go. And I'm there taking out the bra and the heels. And mm-hmm. they're trying to make the comment like, oh, your sister. And you're like, oh, girl, just...
What a weird feeling.
What's weird?
Do you have a favorite airport that you've been to where it's been no problems at all?
I feel like I try to avoid the airports at all costs.
The Australia one was kind of sickening, but the food was god awful. Have you been to Australia?
I have not. Tell me about the food.
You're going to hate it because the bacon. Are you a bacon girl?
I like bacon here and there. Okay. Yeah.
Are you a bacon girl?
Well, are you a bacon girl? First things first. But honestly, the bacon was like bologna there. They would serve it and it was,
oh, it was
limp.
Like turkey bacon. I need crispy. I need crispy. No.
Crispy
hard,
or nothing.
Crunchy bacon. Yep. Yeah, I'm not eating some rubber.
I was yelling at them. I'm like, do I need to go back there and fry this damn bacon for?
Sure.
And then, no.
It's like just like wobbly
ham. So that's
ham.
What, yeah. That's what the airport reminds me of. Like, it was still the thing you would think would be done at the airport. Like, oh, you're going back to the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Still, I'm yelling for the, I'm like, I give up. I'm done.
Now, which one of you, if you are in first class and you're seated next to one another, whose aisle, whose window?
I'm aisle because I have to pee like a mofo.
This one has a bladder of a 2-year-old, run into the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Really?
But honestly, for me, do you ever get on a plane and then you get so aware of the fact that you're on a plane? Because I think it's easy to forget, you know, you're up there.
Sure.
But then you're like, oh my God.
You're up there.
Like, first of all, like, my mind goes like the worst possible thing. I'm like, oh, we're just going to drop or something. But then apparently
that's
not how it
works. But sometimes you feel like you're like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Yeah, like, right. Why are we moving like this?
Yeah. Have you ever been in really bad turbulence before?
I have, but I kind of like it. I feel like it's fun. And I feel like at the end of it, I'm like, look at me. I didn't cry. Like, I'm so tough. Like, I love that. I love feeling that way. I love being on an airplane. It's like my favorite thing. But I only like being on an airplane if I'm in a window. Or if I'm in first class.
Okay.
But I'm
I need your airport experience. Like, what's the Delta good airport experience?
Like, are you popping in, like, the Xanax before so you're sleeping through? Like,
I will fall asleep immediately. Okay. I would definitely fall asleep. And it's always embarrassing when you fall asleep and then, like, you're kind of, like, facing someone next to you that you don't know.
Right, because then you start leaning on them and you're like, oh, baby, it's not like that.
And you try to be like, oh, I was just turning that way. I wasn't really asleep. I was just kind of like resting my eyes because you don't want to be embarrassed. Like, what if you're drooling or something?
No. Ooh.
Yeah. Do you drool when you sleep?
Drool is bad. We were talking like fluffing, but I think drool is bad.
Drool is worse than fluff.
Like, imagine like being with like a lover or something and you wake up and there's just all drool. Like,
you're like the dog. And it's
I think
like,
I would, that would be
right.
I'd be like,
right. Yeah.
Well, for me, it was a very interesting experience. A few weeks ago, I was coming back from Malaysia's little Miami birthday event. It was so cute. And I'm on the flight. I was by myself. And the girl next to me, all of a sudden, it's probably like 15 minutes in, she was probably tapping into my really antsy energy because, I don't know, I get a little frazzled. It's just, you know, when the guy from the airport is like, I'm a drag race. The airport, the flight attendant. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, okay, let me just like, the edible's about to hit. Let me just listen to my music, cry, and like be my little cancer self. The girl next to me, she grabs my hand and she goes, she loved buying you. She loved buying you peaches. You were always in the candy section. And I was like, is a demon possessing her?
What is that? What was that?
She grabbed my hand, but instantly I knew what she was talking about. She was channeling my grandma.
No way.
It was bizarre.
And it was real. Like, you felt it.
It was real. She goes,
was it giving Long Island Medium? Have you ever watched Long Island Medium?
Love.
Where she's very like, grandfather, step and forward. I've seen a locket. Something about a locket.
It was very
like, oh my God, the locket.
And you never believe it until it happens to you. Because she was saying details. She was like, she loved letting you be a little kid. She was in the you were in the candy section, right? I'm like, who would know that my grandma? I mean, we just said that prior off. But it's like, I didn't walk on. I'm like, oh, my grandma. It was just so bizarre. And it was really sweet. And she was like, just so you know, she's always with you when she flies. And I was like, okay. So if it wasn't true, she's a great actress, but we're going to believe it was.
But she knew some specifics. And, you know, I agree with you. What does it hurt to believe it? Right. What does it hurt?
Are you skeptical when it comes to parent, like?
I like to have like a... I like to have an open mind about all of it because I 100% believe I believe that it exists. But I hate when people kind of like fake it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't. I think it waters it down for the people that are telling the truth.
Well, when the camera crew is involved and it's like,
But
I will. But I mean, have you ever actually had like an actual paranormal experience?
I don't think I have. I mean, I've had weird feelings, but I, as much as I love the paranormal, I love like anything about ghosts specifically. And people are like, oh, did you ever have, like, I don't think I have.
Did they ask you if you fucked a ghost before? Is that what they were asking?
I have not. I've had a ghost shit before, though.
And you know what else? Ghost shits.
I don't know if you know about ghost shits. Yeah.
So what's that?
Every year around Halloween, this conversation happens. A ghost shit is when you feel like, oh my gosh, I really have to go to the bathroom. Like, I have to go to the bathroom. And you go to the bathroom, and then, like, you're like, oh, that seems significant enough. Right. And like, you use your toilet tissue and you use your wipies, but there's nothing there. And there's nothing in the bowl. What happened? Did it just blow out through
the
thing?
This sounds like my everyday morning experience at Target.
Really?
So I know I didn't want to get into it off the bat, but like literally I meet people and I'm like, I go on hot girl walk. So I'm happy we've like waited a minute. Mm-hmm. But normally every morning I go on my walk, I have my routine, and I do I know all my bathroom breaks. Like, I go to the one Target on Santa Monica.
We always joke around. We're like,
but the Target,
we just pee around LA. That's what we do.
I love.
There's nowhere to go.
Wait, so you know where the bathrooms are?
Oh, I know where all the bathrooms are.
You're my favorite people even more. This is important information.
This is very important.
A lot of people don't think about it. Like, I'll just go wherever. You can't go wherever.
No.
Not everything has a bathroom.
And then you're waiting, and then you're like Miss Sugar on like a random street, and you're peeing into someone's bush.
Yep.
And then the man is like, hey, you. And
I'm like, I love it. Yep. There's something thrilling about it, you know, but ultimately it kind of helped, like peeing around LA at
night build confidence.
It makes on my walks I'm like, oh, this actually helps me be like not care, because I'm like, actually, like if I saw someone like peeing in a bush, I wouldn't be like,
dogs can do it, why can't I?
No one cares.
Let's take a quick break. This? You gonna slay, baby? Yeah, you gonna push? Yeah, you gonna paint, push, and party? All right, let's do it. We are back with my ghoul friends, looking amazing for this very first, very scary Delta 2023. We have to talk about these outfits because you are always head to toe a production. Tell me everything.
Fully a production.
You know, I mean, with us, you know, we're known as like the funky little fashion teen Bratz dolls. But you know, for Halloween, we wanted to kind of spice it up, get a little spooky. So this is Monster High inspired. I'm inspired by Ghoulia Yelp. She's a zombie, and she's just like, oh my God, she's melting. And then the Ghoulia
Girl, I can speak for myself, sweetie. Oh. I don't need the drill sergeant over here. Thank you very much.
Well,
the girl's invited.
This is us fighting. Well, let's see in 2 hours. Yeah. So I am Laguna Blue from Monster High. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's always about a doll. And the thing is, we did Monster High looks last year. But those, you know, they slay, don't get me wrong. But we were like, let's elevate and make them full collector dolls.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What is an average day for Sugar and Spice?
You talk about your day, babe.
Well, we have different days. Like, a day like this, this is like the full doll fan. We're waking up early. Mm-hmm. We're being responsible. We're doing the makeup. I literally got up at like, I woke up at like 7:38 just so I can get my time.
We're silly.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, but at least we're not the girls like, oh, let me just start getting ready 30 minutes before. Like, we give our best effort.
No, we give our best effort. But then, so this is like a fun day like that. But I feel like a normal day, I'll literally wake up, I'll smoke, I'll get my Starbucks, I'll go on. Walks are really important for me because especially doing this job, you get it, being online, it's really good for me to disconnect and be, so I'll take an edible, I'll listen to music, and I'll like kind of go through the hills, and I can just kind of get inspired, and my downloads will come and all that. So it'll be,
I love that. Now, you were saying about going to the bathroom early in the morning.
Oh my gosh, with Target, and it's always a to-do, but
going to the bathroom and drag, that's a different story.
It's always a do-do.
Well, that was my issue even last year doing the show and kind of working with all the MTV people and a lot of people, you know, you have to go to the bathroom, the assistants, and it was, I didn't pee half the time. Like, by the end of the day, of course the drag queens are going to be a bitch because you're tucked.
They didn't pee, the hat. Like,
because I couldn't trust the girls with re-cinching my corset because I was scarred. Because then I was looking back at the footage and Baby Girl said it was closed, and I'm looking back and I was like, because like my thing is, it's like, I'm fine with it. It's like, if I'm going to wear a corset, like, let me have it cinched. Otherwise, I'll just not be in pain.
Right.
It's like, why am I going to be in pain if it, whatever.
Well, I'm curious for you. Do you have any kind of, like, pet peeves when people are trying to help you in drag? Or maybe, or just, like, you're meeting people and they don't know how to react? Because I have a lot.
I would rather be with someone that I don't know but knows drag.
Yes. Right.
Than someone who knows me really well but doesn't know what they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they want to hug you. They want,
because if somebody that you may not know personally, but they know what goes into helping someone get ready, they know, like, as an entertainer, that you have a limited amount of time. Like, things start melting. Hair needs to be a certain way. Yeah. And so they know, also, they'll be able to tell really quickly, this is what's going to set off Spice. This is what's going to set off Sugar. This is going to set off Delta. And so they'll be able to spot those things and then know, like, you know. And they also know, when they've been around drag entertainers before, you can handle a little bit of pain, if not a lot.
Yes. Yes.
So they might go, oh, that shoe's going to be too tight for you. No, it's not. Yes. Trust me. Right. That needs to be tight.
That's yes. literally my whole thing about drag. I mean, even when we were on Drag Race, we were uh-huh. like, oh, like, our looks were never the concern. It was always, like, the performance and all that. But in actuality, I left that show and I was like, oh, no, I want to lean fully into what I do best and being unwalkable art. Like, I don't want to be comfortable yes. whatsoever. Like, yes. I'm doing the corset. They're like, oh, is it too tight? I'm like, baby, it's never too tight. Is the heel too high? I'm literally wearing 10 inches. Like, I don't want to be able to move.
Right.
But that's great. I think as drag queens, we need to stop with drag queens doing the most and doing everything and checking off the list. Because you know what? At some point, it's like, let the dancers dance, let the look girls do the looks, let the people that say a sentence. Right. You know, it's like, why do... Because what's your thoughts
on
that?
I mean, no, I get what you mean, though. That is a weird thing about drag queens.
Being a jack of all trades, it's like, do one thing and do it good.
That you have to do all these things when in actuality, it's like, what if you just... love getting dressed up and actually doing the art of drag itself. Mm-hmm. You know
what's
what I
wrong
mean?
With that? Mm-hmm.
That's something I always admired about the two of you when I saw you on TikTok and then I saw you on Drag Races. There was, you know, you were controversial people right. specifically because there are people my age or even younger than me who had this viewpoint that unless you were a seasoned nightclub right. entertainer, right. you had no business being on Drag Race.
Right.
And I never felt that way because I thought, if drag is supposed to be evolving and if we're supposed right. to be taking our place center stage, not just in the LGBTQIA under that umbrella, right. but in the general world, the digital footprint that the two of you have set forth and what you have shown other people can be accomplished, especially during a time as frightening as the pandemic.
Yeah.
I say to my peers and my friends, and I've said it and I'll continue to say it, watch them, learn from them, listen to them. Just because they weren't in a nightclub, maybe we don't want to be in a nightclub. Maybe right. that was the only opportunity that right. was ever provided. Yeah. But watch these girls, and just because they're younger does not mean they're not wise.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And so if a company comes to us and says, we want a beautiful drag queen to do X, Y, and Z, and we right. are promoting on the internet.
Right.
We would like to show us some examples of what happens to you. Well, I mean, unfortunately, working in the nightclub isn't going to prove that.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm a proud bar queen. But what I'm saying is that will get you the highlights of that. Right. And this right. is the next level. And that's why I love and I champion what the two of you do. Because people need to watch. There's something special about being fucking polished head to toe. Having a lot to say, taking people on a long walk. Listen, if the three of us were talking anywhere yeah. and we were going in circles and circles, people would be like, can I cancel this ride? Because yeah. we're not getting there.
No.
I don't give a yeah. fuck.
But that's yeah. the whole point.
Enjoy it's the ride.
No, thank you so much. Like, that means so much because there are a lot of, like, queens that have been in the game that don't think like you. And it's very, you know, and I get it. It's very easy to...
we're the easy punching bag. It's easy to comfort
someone that does something different.
Right.
But ultimately, I think, you know, even before going on Drag Race, we always wanted to be an inspiration to other queens because let's face it,
that
every single drag queen is going to get on that show.
Right.
Just like American Idol, there's great singers, and all, but not everyone, and it doesn't mean that you're a good or bad queen, but ultimately,
there should be other avenues
for drag queens
yes.
to be successful.
To be successful and sexy
on other avenues. Of course, we love Drag Race, right. but not everyone's going to get on that show. So
right.
for us, we wanted to show girls that you can build your own platform. The internet, no one's stopping you.
After. That was kind of the funny thing. I mean,
they all came for
kinda,
us for doing
I'm
what
happy.
They
all girl, exactly. Let Sugar have her bit. Thank you. You know, I was fine with them coming for us because, you know, they definitely, like, had their opinions when sure. we first went. Of course. It's like, you don't know people. You know, you're only going to see a certain thing. They've seen maybe one thing
of us.
But
it's just ironic now.
Because right. now they're doing exactly what they came for
us.
You know, yeah. they were like, oh, you make online content, da-da-da.
Right.
And now these girls are doing, like, an ad read. I'm like, oh, baby, you should be asking me for that help because that would help
you.
But
you know what? But that's why people were always like, oh, how come? Oh, you just laughed them off, like, them coming for you. But in actuality, I know that when someone comes for you or for something negative, it's always just projection. And from they're looking at you through their lens.
Oh, you're so
You know
wise.
What I mean?
That's
so it's like,
true.
They're coming yes. for me. I'm like, girl. I don't care. I love what I do.
Honestly, what has helped me so much is, you know, like people would even be like, oh, would you go back on Drag Race and da-da-da-da? And it's like, why do I need validation from someone that has already invalidated me?
You can validate yourself.
You can validate yourself. It's like when everything is out there, it's like, well, for us, I remember it was so weird when we were on the show on Drag Race, on the show. What show was that? Because we had never really been around. We were never in drag around other people.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever saw us in drag because we were literally hiding in our room. Like, our parents would come up and we're like, close the door, literally hiding in our closet.
Wow, okay.
And it was almost like, whoa, like, you feel so seen. And even for people to call us Sugar and Spice, that was like,
oh my God, they respect me. They respect my character. And like,
right. So I know the bar is on the floor, but it's like being queens that didn't have
they
that connection
my name. Wow.
through the clubs. And like, we wanted to be working in the clubs. We, you know, we were on Long Island, but we had no money. Right. I remember it was, our brother was living in the city, and to get, you know, it's expensive for the train. You do like the 20 there, 20 back. And
well, that's not every person lives in a city where we're on Long Island, like where
we drag, wanted to do drag,
there's like an economy. Right. You know what I mean?
And so. I remember we were like, we came back home from school, and for years it was always the conversation, we wanted to do drag, we wanted to do drag.
We were waiting, but when we get to LA, we'll do drag.
We had a scare with our family when the year prior we did like a YouTube video, like, oh, trying on our sister's clothes. Cause like we were always the creatives and we were like loving making content. But the reaction we got from our family just from wearing our sister's mini skirt, I was like, oh no, babe, like, that dream's on the back burner. Like,
we were like, oh, but it's ironic because we were like, oh, when we get to LA, we'll start drag. But ultimately, what got us to LA was just doing drag in our house.
So that's
online.
My advice to anyone. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
What I would have wasted my whole 4 years ago, imagine if I never started and I would have, oh, I'll wait till I get to LA. I'll wait till I have a camera.
But people
I'll wait
do
till
that
I'm
with everything.
No.
They want to start TikTok. They want to start a show. And they're like, oh, I don't have the right equipment. They always try to blame it
on me. Or I'll start dating when
it.
I lose weight. Or, oh, let me, I got to get my hair done and I can go out. No, girl, life is going ahead. Join in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And what was the challenge with when they saw you in these mini skirts? Like, was it, what was their?
I think our parents.
I honestly think that they weren't, like, they're very liberal. They're very accepting. They get it. They live. I think it was more so they were concerned about were their friends and people that they knew. Because it was online.
I see.
So it was really more so the fact that
it was
online.
In woman's clothing. So I remember.
But I think, honestly, I think that's a good thing because it's kind of corny at this point. But I do think that, you know, you think that parents are supposed to teach a kid. But I really do think that kids come into a parent's life to teach them to open up their
eyes
on something.
And they have learned and they have come around. And,
yeah, we're
great
now.
It's all good now. And it's like you have to forgive them. Because really, you're just forget. Like you have to forgive yourself.
I don't know.
Do
you hold on to grudges and hold on? Like I try to renew and keep, because I feel like that just gets negative.
It does. I think it really depends on relationships and personalities and what soured and what didn't sour. But it's a terrible character flaw that I have, and that is that I do forgive people, but I never forget. And that's awful.
I think that's bad. I think that's good.
No, you got to collect your data. That's what we say sometimes.
Ooh, love.
I've been in my like anti-social.
That's an elevated version of keeping receipts.
Mm-hmm. Collect your data. Sometimes
collect
I just go out.
Yeah, Sugar will wait. Let me.
No, like I've been antisocial, and I'll go out. You want to explain? Yeah. And I go out.
Sugar will go out, and I'll be okay. What happened?
Well, especially
what data
when
did you
were
collect?
Dating and I was single, I would go out and collect my data.
But Sugar will come back, and basically, because a lot of times people go out and they don't realize it's like you're actually
you're
just improvising
so
with people, and you're learning about people, and you're collecting little information that you can. But honestly, think about it. As scientists, they analyze their data, so it's like
sure.
That's why we say you have to collect your data, and then the next day you kind of have to analyze it and kind of think about it. Otherwise, you got that data for no reason. You can grow from that.
Right. Yes. Dolly Parton has this a line in one of her songs, and the song is called Better Get to Livin', and I apply it all the time. And it's she says, design, refine, shine.
Design,
and I feel
refine,
like that's
shine.
What it is, because you figure out, okay, what do I want to do? And then you do it. And then once you do it, then you take that to the refinement stage where you're like, I already did that before. I know what's going to happen. I'm not doing that shit. And then you get to that shining point where you're like, I don't even engage in that conversation anymore. I already know. I know what I need. And that's like where you
that's so good. But you know what helped us?
Work.
What's really funny is I remember when we were starting drag.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like you look back and it's like, wow, I was so delusional. But I encourage people to actually be delusional. And, you know, like, and especially in the drag world, you always hear like the Valentina, like, oh, like the French vanilla fantasy. No, but she's actually onto something.
Yeah.
But this should, we should all apply this.
Well, to me, I feel like it's not, if you have a dream, be delusional. To other people, it's going to be
they
delusional.
Don't know. They don't know what your you physical reality.
Right.
They're looking at what is, but you know what can become.
Right.
So I remember, you know, on the show, even when we were just doing TikTok, when everyone kind of came for us,
oh, you
I would shake
about,
it right
you,
off
you
because.
You have to tell her about our mantra, how we sit. So we like to have this thing where we go, like, you have a secret that other people don't know. Mm-hmm. So whenever someone says something negative, it's like, oh, but I have a secret that you don't know.
And
I know
they'll find out eventually.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah. Well, I know all my plans and where I'm going. You're going to have to just have a front row seat and look at it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I know something
so
you
it's
don't
like,
know.
But it's really good because even, it was funny. I remember people were kind of like critiquing our stuff and all that. I never got bothered because I go, girl, I'm 10 years ahead. I'm
already,
I look 10
on,
years from yeah. so now. And that's why I always have to be walking because yeah. sometimes being in my physical reality, it's yeah. like I'd rather just live in my virtual. And then the more you live in your virtual reality, that's
fun.
When it catches yeah. up to your physical. Mm. And then it all matches.
Look, a little profit sugar.
No, but
over
it's
here.
Like, I know, it's like, you know, everything is always in hindsight too. And then people look back with a different lens. That's
right,
all I'll say.
Right. I love that. Let's take a quick break.
But that's my thing I have to tell myself. Sometimes we get so, no, you're good, babe. You get so almost, as like an artist, you're so in the look and you're so whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, girl, I'll leave it. It's like, yeah. I have to tell myself but, that. It's like, even just on this, it's like, yes, the look can be important to me, but it's like people just want to connect. They want to listen, use yeah. your voice. So
I
you got to throw it out
but
the window.
We know the path. We know that people are so superficial, even with like TikTok and stuff. That was, we were fully playing this game because we knew that to go viral.
Girl, let's get in the segment, babe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm fascinated. I honestly, this is one of the most real set of people, for real, because people see you as dolls.
Right.
But what you're saying is 1,000% real because you've experienced it. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, let's bring us back. Sorry. I love this,
so
much. We are back with Sugar and Spice, which real quick, before we get into the segment, for the holidays, sugar cookies or spice cake?
Well, definitely sprinkle cookies, but that's sprinkle only cookies. Because of the housewife reference.
Okay.
When Teresa was talking about Melissa, like
she was
her...
like, she brought me sprinkle cookies. It was so disrespectful. So I guess for
so
Italians,
so someone brought
apparently...
you sprinkle cookies, would you be like devastated? Like you know, like the store bought sprinkle cookies, like the Italian.
Right. I'll take it. I'll take
I
any
don't
gift.
Mind,
I
right?
yeah. I'll take any gift.
But I do like sugar better than spice.
You do.
No, you're a fraud. Yeah. You hate spicy things. You're so, you're like the most. You're like literally the definition
well,
of a white
Wonder
Bread.
No, honestly, yes, I am Wonder Bread. But honestly, I do.
Am
no,
Wonder
I
Bread.
Do like. I actually, I mean, I like flavorful things. I do like. I like it to be very flavorful. I just don't like hot.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
We're
I
diner girls.
That.
I mean, we need
Ooh,
to
I love
do.
I want to go to the diner. With
you don't understand.
Oh,
that's
it.
What we do.
You would have so much fun.
We would love
oh
it.
My God.
Yes. We should. Yeah. This is the point in the show where people send in letters.
Ooh.
And this is what we like to call Read Me Delta.
Read Me Delta.
And if you'd like to send a letter to the show, you can send it to readmedelta@gmail.com with questions or observations lightly. I say it all the time. We don't want to hear too much bullshit. But we do want to hear from you. We just don't want you to... Don't send in letters and tell people how to wear their makeup and all this other Ooh. Shit. We don't want any unsolicited advice. But if you solicit us for advice, we'll give you advice.
Love
That's
that.
What it's about, I think. All right, so here's the first one. Let's see. Dear Delta and Very Guests, why are daddies so humpy? Are daddies very Delta? What are the characteristics of the hottest, most very Delta daddies? You're cute, very Glitterbo. So somebody Ooh. Named Glitterbo sent this. Ooh. So daddies.
Daddies.
Everybody likes something different. Some people like twinks. Some people like right. daddies. Some people like nerds. I think there's, I think there's room
are
for everybody.
Are you a
everybody.
Nerd, girl?
I listen, I think that there's room for all of it.
Right.
I really do. I think...
You can't box yourself in.
I mean,
in.
To me, I figured there's
a I used to think I have a type, but it's like, no. Don't limit yourself because you never know what could be standing right in front of you.
Right.
That's true. I mean, honestly, with...
Well, Miss Spice is single now, girl, so get into the daddies.
Oh, girl. I mean, honestly, when it comes to... I mean, we were talking about this before. I feel like... Do straight people, like, categorize, like...
I don't think
like,
so.
You know what I mean?
I don't think they do. No.
I mean, I like the idea of adding nerds into, like, the otters and the twins. Let's get some... Let's get the dweebs.
Yeah.
The dorks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
so, if there was a daddy, like, who would you consider a daddy that's, like, a celebrity?
Oh. Okay, well, who is there?
Who gives me daddy? I know this is, like, so random, but, like, me, just the way I, like, exist, and I just... I'm not really, like... tuned into the media.
You're not
but,
part of the real
but like
world.
To me, like the Instagram Explore page, like I saw someone on Instagram, I'm like, oh, that's like, you know, that's Wendy Williams, you know, like it must be. But there was this guy, well, he's not really daddy. He's more hunky, but I think he was
Hunky Dory?
He's like an up and coming gay. I think his name is like Zane.
An up and coming
gay. Okay.
But he was in some show. I gotta tap in. He was in something. But you know what? He gave like daddy. But what's a combo of a daddy, a hunk, and a Disney prince?
Oh, probably a zaddy.
Zaddy, okay.
A zaddy, yeah. Okay.
But you know, or you know what? But then there's a separate category for prince. We live for a prince.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And so you're newly single.
Yes.
So the cream rises to the top. So what if you were in a room, what would you be attracted to?
I mean, honestly, it's so weird because recently we were on this vacation with all these gays for Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
And we
were performing at the end.
It was all
and the
these
whole weekend we
Let's
had
leave,
like
this is my question. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
But there was all the hot gays that you can imagine. Shirtless, six-pack, tall, everything. Oh no. And for some reason, I thought I was like, "Oh, I want to be on top all these." But then I got there and I was like,
you
want to
be on top.
Well, no. But you know what I mean.
Oh, like Tyra like, on top.
Right. You want to be on top.
Oh, you wanted to be on top of them.
But no. Well, we'll see.
Sure.
But basically what I've realized is I'm like, wait, it takes a lot more for me to be attracted to someone than just their looks. Like, I had to go off conversation. I have to go off like how we make each other feel and all that. Because I'm like, I'm not really that. I don't know. It's like, okay, we get it.
Do you feel that
you have
growing up?
Like, I don't know.
I really do feel like, you know, like college, the early days of being a baby gay, it really almost is so look focused because that's what everyone else pushes onto you.
Sure.
So it's almost like you go out and like you kind of just want to fit in. You're like, oh, well, everyone's like into this. And I remember just feeling so much resistance going out. And even kind of recently, I allowed myself to tap out because I felt, and you know, especially after Drag Race, it's just such a different experience. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, me kind of being, you know, I get my little social anxiety and yes, I'm a drag queen, but it's like, you know, we all have our moments, and it's like, it's such a different experience.
Almost, being like back in the dating scene, kind of, I almost didn't realize how, like, especially the gay scene, and we know this, of course, but it's so like sexualized
and,
right at the first gate. And it's like, for me, I like a little bit of imagination. Like, I don't need to see you in nipple pasties and a thong right away. We could save that for a couple, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I like a little, I honestly, for me, actually, no, this is my answer. Like, what I'm going to be attracted to. I actually love someone with their own personal sense of style.
Mm-hmm.
And like, whatever that is, it's not a specific style.
That's a nice
but
way to be.
Because
yeah,
to me, that literally shows confidence. That shows I don't give a fuck what people think. I'm not conforming. I'm not, I think it's like the basicness. That's a term. Off to me. I like someone that's like, even if it's crazy, I'm like, no, but they're going for it.
Right.
Well, that's kind of my thing. My type is confidence, and that's actually so annoying. But for me, it's almost like it's kind of the fantasy of not being like picked, but it shows because so many people in the world of games and like pretending like you don't like people and all of this nonsense, when someone is just real and upfront, it hasn't happened yet, but when it does, you know, when there's no games and it's just like, I like you, and they're brave enough to pass through everything, that's everything to me. Because it's like, how would you choose me if I wasn't choosing you?
I love that,
you know.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You both have a similar viewpoint of that.
Yeah.
Here's another letter. Hello, ladies. What is the worst Halloween costume you've ever tried to pull off? Please explain in terrifying detail. You make Mondays fun days. Warm regards, totally, Yvette.
Well, before we get into this Halloween costume, okay, we actually have one that you could be doing next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So our thing is, or tomorrow, who knows? So obviously we love dolls, and like our love language is like giving dolls to other people.
Okay.
So we picked out a doll that we were like, which doll is giving very Delta and has a possibility that like maybe like next year you could do a doll slay look and you can get it recreated. And like we were like, what would Delta like slay in? So.
Wait, for real?
Yes, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. It's so beautiful.
She's one of the classics.
Enchanted Evening Barbie. Yes.
And we figured you would slay because I was like, oh, I could see the white fur shawl. And
imagine
like,
you in light pink.
I love
that. And
this.
We could even do your makeup too. Will you let girls do your makeup?
I would love that. I've only had my makeup done twice.
Okay, we'll turn you into her.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, we really should.
Because I feel like she's elegant, she's opulent, but she's very classic. I don't know. I think she gives me your vibe.
And I love her, the twist on the skirt because she gives waist.
Yes.
But then she kind of like, she's forgiving at the bottom. Yes. You know what I mean?
Well, do you have any dolls yourself? I'm curious.
I have a couple of dolls. I have a vintage doll with brown hair and I forget her name, but she's like a brown bubble cut. Mm-hmm. And, I have an original RuPaul Barbie from the 90s.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. I have a few, but not one like this.
So now you're going to figure out, and then you can be like, oh, yeah. If you think about crazy asses.
Just did her look at one of the premieres. So we can pull that up too. That'd be a good reference if you want to, like.
I am in love with this.
Are you a pink girl? Like, would you do?
I love pink. Okay. I love pink.
Well, actually, that's my question for you. Are you more sugar or more spice when it comes to style? Like, do you feel like you grab towards darker, vampy, or more sugary, pastel, girly?
It's interesting because when I wear, I think a lot of people identify me with sort of like a short, blonde, bubbly haircut. Right, you know what I mean? But I love like
the idea. We love a brand.
We love it. Right. But I also love like a really cool Betty Page. I think that's fierce.
But you've been doing wigs and hair for years. I think that's why
for a long time,
we really connected to you when we first started watching your show because I don't know. I just respect a drag queen that's able to do hair because
it's like a pop star that writes their own songs. Do you know what I mean?
Because I think hair is more important than fashion because I always tell baby drag queens, if you're starting out, don't invest in buying all these clothes. Invest in learning how to do hair. Just a basic style wig, an Amazon wig, compared to a style one, that can take you to the next level and take you from looking amateur to like...
I mean, think about it. I did this wig last night, and if I came here, which is a flat wig, like, we love.
Right.
But it just doesn't take it to the next level.
Right.
You know?
Especially when you're, like we were talking about earlier, when you're glamorizing a look that sort of existed.
Right.
I think that happens a lot for people when they're, we used to use this phrase all the time, me and Raja, which was like, what look are you doing? Girl, I'm doing the video, like the look in the video. And so we would say that, but back then our mentality was, well, her hair was not that big, so don't wear it big. And like, but then as you do drag more, you realize this needs to be a little more stage, a little
instead of going for exactly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Amplify it. And that's what you do. The both of you do is you take it to that next level where you have to consider your proportions as well. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, if, you know, as we all want to believe that we're the fishiest feminine woman, at the end of the day, this is smoke and mirrors. This is crafting.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, for sure. And do you both like doing hair?
We love it. You know,
it's funny when we started.
Can we tell the story about like when we were, so I remember when we were quarantined or something, like before your
COVID,
We kind of did this thing where I was more into the funky styles.
I would tease and do curling and cuts.
She did the teasing and I did like the styling kind of.
Spice was responsible because we always, when we started, we would do like the Y2K brass hair.
And we love
a trademark, but you know.
We're kind of moving on from that now because I feel like,
talk about Australia when we had that moment earlier.
Well, we went to Australia and we saw all these girls wearing our wigs.
And which is fine, but I had a moment, I looked around and I was like, Spice. And I was like, oh wait, that's not Spice.
But basically, like even like when we came up with those little funky wigs back in the day, we were doing it like back in the, it was like 2019 when we started drag. So of course everyone was still kind of doing the Marcel wig, and that's classic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But I was like, oh my God, I was so inspired by like the early 2000s, very like Lizzie McGuire brat, and they had these intricate little funky hairstyles. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. No one's doing this. Like, so we kind of just like would start doing it. But it's interesting now. I guess that's kind of my drag pet peeve now, is when you can look at a drag queen and it's almost like they're trying to check the boxes of what a trendy drag queen is.
Well, it's almost like... So not that we created it, but it's like...
No, we definitely... Kind of, no, we didn't create... We didn't create
a style
it
that already existed, right?
It was already a style, but I feel like we kind of brought it more to like the drag scene, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because...
Now that's like... Now how to look like a trendy young drag queen. You have the Y2K thing, your little leotard, your boot. It got added to the repertoire.
Yeah, it's that. Or it's the wig that's very hard and kind of looks like an octopus.
Yep.
Type thing.
Yep. Is that your gig or no?
I think those are beautiful, of course. But to me, that only works with like a Renaissance-y type of outfit.
Right. Make it make sense. I feel you. No, I feel you. I always have that conversation about AB jewelry. We used to joke with like, girl, you can't just put a sweater dress on with AB jewelry. Like, right. Why are you... What, if you're just going to wear the sweater dress, then wear some silver hoops and throw your wig on and call it a day.
Like, but like, going to Kohl's.
Not everything goes with everything. Like, everything goes with everything. And it's just so funny because I know what you're talking about.
When it's like build a drag where they're just almost pressing randomize.
They check up all the boxes.
Yes.
And I'm like, the funky hair only works for us because we were trying to look like these Bratz dolls.
It doesn't work
when you're wearing a gown and you're trying to be, you know, it's like.
Right. Raja said something about, what was it? It was the Marcel wave. Right. When it was very popular. And of course, just as you said, there's absolutely still space for that.
There's the right look for it.
Yeah. But it's not like. Just throwing it on this elegant wig with this thing that doesn't make sense. Like, make it make sense.
Well, I feel like the drag queen, they love to throw on an elegant wig and throw on a t-shirt and a belt and some boots.
I live.
But even for things like that, I'm weird like that. I'm like, but it should still make sense and there should still be a vision. You could have an outfit that's $2.
But you know
what?
We had a conversation the other day and... we were talking about how some drag queens, they think, you know... your drag, it's not about the look. It's whatever you leave on stage. And that is 100% completely valid because that's their perspective.
Yep.
But like for us, I also have to remind myself, like for me, it's solely just about the look and the fantasy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, oh no, like you have to take everyone's point of view because it's like, well, that's their perspective. That's yours. And not to say mine's invalid or hers is invalid. It's like, no, just
as we were talking, I was zoning out and I was looking over there. There's a tiny little pumpkin with a pink little fluffy thing and it looks so magnetic and mesmerizing.
Yeah. Those are leftover pumpkins that didn't make it up here. There's like a whole table.
Could we bring her to the table? She's kind of everything.
I think she needs a spotlight.
She is beautiful. Yes. She does. She might need to be highlighted.
Yes.
She is cute. Oh my gosh. There was actually a lot of stuff over there that didn't make it. She's the only cute one. The rest of them are like ugly. Yeah.
I feel like we're talking to our secret drag mother.
I love that.
I feel like people think it's mistress. That. No, but I feel like it's weird. Just like watch. But I guess your viewers
people
and fans
wouldn't realize,
feel.
But I feel like I know you. When you talk, like, because honestly, like, I feel like people that love to talk, kind of, or they just...
Yes! Oh, what are we calling her?
Oh my god, I knew
she
it!
She needs a name. What should she be?
Oh my god, she looks
it's
like
always
a
Barbara.
Little, like, Daphne McGee or something.
Cute!
Like.
Oh, Daphne McGee's cuter.
Look at this little
cute.
Thing.
Okay, we'll call her Daphne McGee.
Oh my god.
So I know, love that. I think a Daphne look would look gorgeous. I know it's basic, but like,
sweetie,
you as a hot Daphne and purple and a ginger.
Show,
let's see what happens, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good idea. I like that. Listen, I will be an auntie. I will be whatever. I'm in love with this. I feel like I could have a conversation with you in drag, out of drag. I know that you feel so present to me. Like you feel like. Even when you're not in drag, these opinions that you're giving now are the same opinions.
Yes.
And I love that. Yeah. And I hold space for people who say like, oh, my drag character. But I think there's a lot of us, myself, the both of you, that are people who, the drag just happens to
amplify
it.
We're just natural born drag queens.
But you're
the
same
the
people.
Right.
I love
you know,
it.
I used to, and thank you so much for saying that. And it just means so much coming from someone like you that has truly paved the way.
Awesome.
It was so nice to hear you talk about your perspective on, I guess, social media drag because look at you. Look at you compared to all your... And I hate to make it a comparison, but it's like you were the girl that made the transfer and if you didn't, we wouldn't have this amazing masterpiece.
Oh, thank you.
Right. And
thank
that's
you.
Inspiring.
And
you're an inspiration
outside,
to other older drag queen. Not older. You know,
no, I feel you. No,
like
that's
other
a,
drag queens.
I think it's a totally fair thing to say. It's the
drag
truth.
Queens that have been in the game
that they don't
longer.
Have to just give up and just like, be like and just let. No, you can
because
still
for
shine.
Me, this is just the beginning. this show.
Thank you.
And you and everything, and like, you inspire me.
Will you come back when we are on, I don't know, when we're on Saturday Night Live?
Oh my God.
Or like,
yes.
When we're somewhere, like, we should do it,
you're
right?
You're the Barbara Walters.
You know what? We'll come out as like the, you know, like in a street clubs when they have the girls come out with the sparklers and the kids.
Yes, we'll be those girls.
We'll come out, and it's like right on like Jeopardy or like, what's the one?
Oh, what was the pretty one that hit the button?
What are they called on that show when they like come out and they like show something?
Like the spokesperson, like the spokesmop. Like Vanna White?
Yes.
Right.
I also think there is a place somewhere out there for, because sugar is a flavor profile and spice is a flavor profile, maybe there's just dab in the middle bitters.
Okay.
That'll be me. Bitter. Sugar, spice, and why is bitter here? But it's a flavor.
I mean, maybe that's you. Maybe that's us together.
It could be.
So I'm worried we might be wrapping up soon, but I do have a question for you that I have to ask before.
Yeah.
Here we go, girl. I'm getting a Charlie Horse. I have been thinking about this
question. Okay. So I need to know, what is your preferred bob? Because for me, I just feel like there's so many different types of bobs. You have your Karen bobs, your Sue a bitch bobs, your asymmetrical wannabe Rihanna bobs, your fuck ass bobs. I feel like bobs can go so wrong. A short one, there's so many.
The burlesque bob.
Every bob tells a story.
The Karen bob.
Yeah. There is a bob that I would love to bring back. There's two of them, actually. And they're from the 80s. Ooh. And one of them is from Dynasty. And it was, I think her name was Crystal Carrington. And her bob was like an ash blonde, and it came like bluntly in here, but then the middle was feathered, and it was so 80s.
So was it kind of like asymmetrical?
It was pretty blunt.
Right.
So I love that, but then I also love that 80s bob where it's also blunt, but then there's like this weird bang sitting up.
Yes.
Like 80s, like newscaster.
But I'm curious,
I have time for it.
I'm honestly just curious for you, like, what is a bob that you don't, or like a certain, or what is a wig or hair, like a pet peeve that you don't like at the moment?
That I don't like in hair. I don't like when I can't tell if somebody has baby hairs or bangs.
When it's so much.
An overly plucked hairline?
Yeah, when there's so much that I'm like, that's just bang. Like, why don't you just call it a bang, babe?
Well, because sometimes I feel like people think they're giving realness and they'll really overpluck a wig. And then ultimately, it almost just looks like a receding hairline. For me, this might be controversial.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather wear a wig that looks like a hard front, because I think about my own hair. I'd rather my hair look more full, my natural, than rather more thin. Do you know what I mean?
So,
that's why we got hats, babe. That's why we got hair pieces. If it's given hard front, that was our whole early drag. You put on the little newscaper hat and you're giving
ways.
Inches.
Right, there's ways.
There's ways. There's definitely. And that's the thing, is knowing when you need the lace front, when you can get away without a lace front. Knowing, you know, forever, I used to think when I first started doing wigs, the taller it was, the more fierce it was. And then I didn't realize, like, my beauty school teachers would explain to me, like, they were all like worked in the 60s doing wigs.
Right.
And they were like, babe, it needs some width. Right. You're going too tall. You're going too tall. Go wider and just give yourself a little bit here.
A little bit, yes.
But that width sets it off, right?
Right.
Recently, I've been loving like that Victoria's Secret blown out middle part. Just very like that. I don't know.
I'm
I
in my
90s.
Pretty.
I'm in my full like 90s glory right now. And it's so funny how I kind of moved from the 2000s
to the
90s. And luckily, the supermodel documentary just came out. Have you seen?
Everything.
It's so good.
Everything.
So good.
It was perfect timing for me because literally, I mean, I kind of had more. I had to take a little mentee bee this summer. And it was so
nice to
just immerse myself. I was like, let me just sit. Let me be still for once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so needed because I allowed all these new inspirations to come to me. I have just been watching all the 90s fashion. Like, and it's so fun to kind of immerse yourself in it. And be like, what hair is she? Now I know all the girls.
It's full
I'm like,
fantasy.
Ooh, there's Karen coming down with hers. And
it's fierce.
Oh, there's Kate. Like, it's so fun.
It feels good.
But the hair in the 90s was everything.
I could sit here and talk to the both of you
forever.
No, we actually could. Like, they're going to shut it off and we would just keep talking.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our bit. Like, the lights are off and we're like, so are you
the credits are rolling.
Oh, we didn't
the
ask.
The next
are you
show of people come in and they're like, you're on our set. What are you doing?
We didn't ask if you are a porch or bike person. That's the most important question.
A what?
A porch or bike person.
A Porsche?
A porch. Sorry, the Long Island. A porch.
So we asked
like
Bianca
a
this, Bianca Del Rio on the pit stop.
Okay.
And she had some answers.
Or a bicycle.
So yeah. do you want to explain?
Yeah. So if you wake up in the morning, are you the girl to go on your bike and explore around town?
Or
would you rather have your nice cup of coffee?
Oh, 100% sitting on a porch. Without a doubt, my dream is a Victorian house with the wraparound porch.
Yes, I see that for you.
Right, like a pie cooling on one side, sun tea on the other side, maybe, I don't know, a cat on the other side. Yes.
What?
Yes.
And a cat. I see a cat.
Yeah. I have two, but I'd love to.
Can we live next to each? I would love to live next to you.
I would love that too.
I would love that too.
I would be forcing you to do my makeup.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I need it. I always say that too. Like when people have new makeup trends, I'm like, just watch the girls. Stop critiquing them. Watch the way that they're doing their makeup. Maybe that's something we can learn from and keep us all even longer in the game by applying a new technique or a new product or a new something. I love what you girls do. I think it's amazing. I think it's so necessary. I don't think there's any bullshit involved in it. I love it. Thank you. And thank you all for listening and watching Very Delta. We come out every Monday. Subscribe to Mom Podcast right here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. And search for Very Delta on your favorite podcast apps. And subscribe to Mom Plus for even more Very Delta. You can send all your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram @DeltaWork. And where can everyone find you on socials?
Just the glory hole down the street.
I mean,
social sugars world for me and
call me Spice _ on TikTok. You know, we're doing our solo TikToks right now, but we are gonna actually after this, we're gonna film a little TikTok back together. So I love that.
You can also follow the show on Instagram and TikTok @VeryDelta because if you're not, you're really only getting half of the Delta. Join me next week right here. And until then, make sure you keep things very Delta.
Ooh. Well, we have to do our oohs.
Ooh.
We go ooh and then s. So 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. You got it.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta Show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.